A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley, good morning to you and thanks for joining us for A Problem Shared again this week.
And a good morning to you, Jerry. I hope you're not overcooking in this hot weather.
This is the thing. It is hot, Tony, and that's the thing. We pray for it. We wish for it. And then when it comes after a couple of days, it's like, mother of God, it's too hot. It's too... Would it ever end? It's funny, isn't it? It's one of those things like the mood is affected totally by the good weather and everyone's in better form automatically, instantly. But then it gets pretty exasperating as well. So it's hard to keep an even keel, whether it's raining or sun in this country.
Yeah. We will complain either way.
We will, that's for sure. And that's the real crack of it all. Okay, if anyone wants to get a query in or question in for Tony, get him into us now on any of our numbers, 0667 123 666. You can WhatsApp 083 300 3300. Tony, a listener gets a touch and says, when I'm getting older, as I've gotten older, I've noticed that I've become more inclined to stay at home, potter around on my own, do a bit of gardening, and my kind of drive to go places has certainly reduced, certainly when it comes to overseas travel. This is, I've also become more easily bored with company. I tend not to suffer foolish talk as well as I used to. To be honest, I'm worried I'm becoming a cranky old codger who's lost his sense of humour and adventure, and I'm not sure what I can do about it. What do we think?
Well, there's absolutely nothing to be worried about. What you're experiencing
really
is you're moving into the next phase and you're becoming a bit more choosy, a bit more focused. And especially, you know, travel. I mean, I experienced the same thing myself. I was mad for traveling. But no, it doesn't bother me. You know, if I go to Killarney, it's far enough. And it's a natural change. I mean, I don't know, it doesn't mention age there, but, you know, from 60, yeah, 65 onwards, you begin to, you know, shift your preferences, well, some more than others. And it's very, very natural to be fed up with silly conversations in a pub, if that's what he's talking about there. And it's also very natural to be pulling back from, you know, unnecessary travel. I mean, imagine being stuck in Italy now at about 35 or 40 degrees.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We think we have it bad here.
Yeah, I mean, well, it looks like we'll have over 30 today by the looks of it. I'm just looking at the thermometer here and it was 26 degrees already.
Yeah. Very hot, even for this early in the morning. So that's all. But is there a fear here this person is missing out on life, that they're not pushing themselves, depending what they physically are able for as well, Tony, with that in mind, that they're not pushing themselves out there to enjoy life?
You're spot on again, as usual, Ger. What is needed, actually, is a shift in our preferences. And, you know, the sort of preferences I'm talking about here are things like what you do. He says he does a bit of gardening. And, you know, you need different mental and physical occupations, for want of a better word. You know, I usually say people are going towards retirement. Go and study something new. Take up some new hobby, some new art, some music, some craft or whatever. Get stuck into something that expands your brain in a way that's more comfortable and that is new to, you know, basically new to you. The most successful people who retire and don't feel that sort of, you know, there's something wrong here sort of
feeling.
Yeah,
that major shift in your life that you're not prepared for. It's more preparing for it, isn't it?
People avoid that. The people who avoid that are the ones who, as it were, have plenty of things to do. And, you know, we have to change as we get older. We just don't have the energy. We don't have the mental or physical energy to do what we did when we were 20-odd or whatever. And so it is very important. And there's lots of facilities around now. The you know, most of the technical colleges do courses in various arts and crafts and that sort of stuff. There's men sheds, which are great for anybody who's into practical, you know, fixing, doing and making and that sort of stuff. There's plenty of art classes and that sort of stuff around the place. So basically, look around, say, what can I do? What do I need to shift into? And experiment. Now, your first few goals may not work out, but that doesn't matter. You just, you know, keep looking and you'll find, you know, by taking up some hobby or practice or whatever, art, whatever, it'll focus you and you'll begin to shift your thinking and be a lot more positive.
Okay. All right, Tony. Stay with us on the line. Anyone any suggestions or ideas for that listener or any queries for Tony, get him into us on the programme. We'll have more on A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, we have an observation in here on a query we were talking about last week. We had a listener got in touch and they were kind of despairing at the state of the world and all the wars going on and how it was affecting them and their mood and what they could do about it. Well, a listener says, talking about all the wars at present, why are we surprised? It's like this for the last 1,000 years and will be for the next 1,000 years. All that's happening are the talking shops all over the world to give the impression that we're going to do something about it. This is totally false. 90% of people are evil. The other 10% have empathy. Look at people in charge at the top with any sort of power. They're all out for their own good. The good 10% will just about keep things ticking over. Look at things like drink driving, drugs use, abuse, all these things going on in the world today. What do we think, Tony?
Well, I think this one has a slightly bent perception. There's far more than 10% good people in the world. I would
yes,
say there's more like something like 70 or 80% are reasonably good. Now, there's, you know, according to the how we're reared and the society we grew up in, we learn certain, as they say, moves to survive, which may not be 100% for the good of everybody. But generally speaking, most people are fairly good. If you look at how they rear their children, that's a fair kind of indication.
Most
families are pretty good. There are, whatever, 10 or 15 or maybe even 20% that can go astray, but it's generally much more aimed towards the positive. Now, he is right in saying that, you know, it's been, wars have been there and there have been dictators and war makers going back much more than 10,000 years. As far back as we can trace, war has been the sort of way the world works. But there's, I think we spoke about this last week, there's beginning to be two shifts that I think affect the way the world will go this time around. Sure, there probably have to be more wars and more shortages and more kick up the behinds to get human beings to wake up. But I think the simple fact that we have a communication system greater than we've ever had before in the world, where people can literally see what is happening now at the other side of the world and get news from different cultures, which would be maybe a little bit more, you know, aimed towards reciprocity and cooperation and so on than a lot of the negative countries, without mentioning any. But I think those two factors alone will make whatever we're aiming towards, and sure, it looks to me as if we will have, you know, plenty more disruption, plenty more wars, plenty more shortages. But
yeah,
I think it will probably, and that's only a guess, but yeah, my feeling is it'll come out right in the end. And the world will begin to look at a single government that will run the whole planet rather than a United Nations that's purely a talking shop and nothing else.
Yeah. Okay, interesting idea. But the idea is not to be as dim and depressed about everything as that would suggest, that there is maybe a turn coming. There will still be trouble, undoubtedly, but that there may be a turn coming to more maybe positive people being in charge. I don't know how many of the 36 years Tony McGinley has been part of Radio Kerry, but what a wonderful inspiration personally is. Would like to thank Tony and Val too. She was a tonic. I still use some for advice. I wish them both well. There you go, Tony.
That's very nice, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. And listen, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a million for talking to us again with a problem shared.